On air.
Online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1, here's Josh Coop.
M25 road rage killer Kenneth Noy, who stabbed a driver in the heart, has won a challenge against a decision refusing him a move to an open prison. He's currently serving life after killing 21-year-old Stephen Cameron on a slip road in Swanley in 1996. Former Justice Secretary Michael Gove rejected a recommendation he be moved to an open jail in 2015. Now a High Court judge has ordered his successor to make a new decision. A woman's been taken to hospital with serious injuries after being hit by a car in Gillingham. Police and paramedics were called to the junction of Twiddle Green and Goudhurst Road. It happened at around 20 past 10 this morning. There's been a big rise in the number of drivers caught drunk driving in Kent. Figures out today show just one person was found to be over the influence in 2010, but that went up to 126 last year. Chief Inspector Tony Dyer is from Kent Police. He's told KMFM it's probably down to better roadside testing and a change in the laws.
I think it's highly likely that this is down to the new legislation related to drug driving, and also the more recent introduction of the roadside testing equipment. What that does is allows officers to immediately test the presence of drugs at the roadside.
Two men are due in court this afternoon accused of carrying out several burglaries across Kent. The pair from Chatham have been charged with 20 offences in Medway, Gravesend, Sittingbourne and Whitstable. Police have arrested a man who reportedly exposed himself outside a primary school in Aylesford. He was approached by a member of the public in Teapot Lane on Monday morning. The 29-year-old from the village has been bailed until the end of March. A teenage girl who was born with brain damage because her mum drank during her pregnancy is calling for more to be done to raise awareness of the issue. 14-year-old Rachel Jackson from Medway was born with fetal alcohol spectrum disorder. She's told KMFM it's having a big impact on her life.
It's really hard for a child like me to go through life and it's slower. So it's kind of a big struggle, really.
Well, it's estimated around 3,000 children suffer with the disorder in Medway, and it can often go undiagnosed. Foster mum Sharon has helped set up a support group and wants to get that figure down.
There will always be some people who don't realise they're pregnant, so we're not going to get rid of this completely. But it is feasible that we can get it into double figures.
And you can hear more of that interview, just search Kent Online on your phone. And Beyonce has pulled out of Coachella Festival on doctor's orders. She's been told to rest more while she's pregnant with twins. She'll now be on the lineup for the festival in California next year instead.
KMFM Sport with passmores.co.uk. Sheds, chalets and garden workshops. Sale now on.
So football and Gillingham welcome from Ocean Chasing Southend to Priestfield this week. The Jills have now gone 11 games without a win and sit just 2 points off the League One relegation zone. That's the latest. Next update's at 2.